All right, all you wranglers, come on up front with me. Just a few of you tonight. Yeah. Some of you were here last week and some weren't, and some that were here aren't here. One more? Are we waiting for somebody? Okay. Well, it's good to have you back. It's good to be back. I love coming here. Do you like coming here? Yeah?
Why do you have marker on your face again?
What?
On your chin and cheeks.
No. I did that last week and Pastor Kevin spit on his cloth and washed me clean. Right? So I got all cleaned up last week. Didn't I? Oh. Well, thank you. Yep. You're right.
And on your cheeks.
It's on my cheeks and on my chin. Again? Yeah. Again? Oh. And you know what is it? Does anybody know what these things are that are showing up?
There's lie, bad words, and bad word two. Two bad words and one lie on your cheek.
Uh-oh. What did I have last week? Does anybody remember what was there last week?
Lie, steal, and bad words.
Oh, well, I didn't steal this time. Right? Woohoo! Good for me. Come on, encourage me. Help me with this. Good thing? Good thing I didn't do stealing this week? Right? What?
I guess.
Okay, I'll take that. I'm desperate. But I didn't do so good in the lying and bad word department. So, you know, I said I was sorry last week. And I was forgiven last week, right? Yep, Pastor Kevin got me all cleaned up last week after I finally admitted. What?
Well, you have to do it again. Come on.
Pastor Kevin, no, that's okay. That's okay. Because you know what? You know what? I got my own cloth. I did. And I got it wet. No spitting this week, boys and girls. There you go. All right. How'd I do? Got it off?
Yeah.
No, still in there. Well, you know what? I got something better than trying to wipe away my sins with a spitty cloth. Yep, I do. Let's see. Oh, yeah, it's still there. You know what I found out? I was reading my Bible this week. That's a good thing, right?
Yes, that's what took away the what else was the thing? Oh, that's just going to make it worse.
Actually, it's not. I don't like to see those words on my face. I don't like to have it revealed, but I like this word. What does this word say on here?
Paid.
Paid. And you know what? It's true. You know what? I'm taking care of all them sins. What do I got on my face now?
Paid, and that it's gone.
It's paid.
But it's going to be hard to wash off.
You know what? I don't want to wash off the paid. You know what? My sins are going to show. Your sins are going to show. Sooner or later, our sins show up in our life. But I want this to show over top of that. My sins are paid for by the blood of Jesus Christ. Now, that doesn't mean I should go on trying to do a whole bunch of more sins, but it takes away all that bad, bad feeling that God doesn't want us to have. He wants us to not feel good about our sins so that we don't do it again. Because remember, we read our scriptures last week. It says, if we claim to be without sin, we deceive. That means we're lying to ourselves. And the truth is not in us. So the first thing we got to do is admit we got sins. And I'm getting pretty good at that. I didn't deny it this time, right? I looked at them and I confessed them. But the next verse says, if we confess our sin, he, and that's God, is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins. And and will purify us from all unrighteousness. That means he's going to help me get rid of that sin. But the truth is, you know, between last Friday and this Friday, I did do some sins. Does anybody else want to confess that maybe between last Friday and this Friday, they might have done some things that were displeasing to God? Double hands, I like that. Oh, pastor's agreeing with you. Some of them folks out there are agreeing with you. You know what? I'm a Christian. I don't want to sin, but I got this problem. I just do sometimes. I need people to help me to not, and I need to help me to not. But sometimes we're going to fail, and that's all there is to it. But the thing is, this is what we can rely on, and God wants us to remember this. He wants us to face those sins, and he's going to help us. He's going to forgive us, and he's going to help us to try not to do that. And he wants us to remember that every one of those sins are covered. They're paid for because Jesus died in our place. And see, the enemy doesn't want us to know about this paid thing. And other people can't believe this paid thing. So that's why I don't mind if I have paid. We'll do that downstairs. I don't mind. I want people to know, yes, I feel bad and I am sorry and I'm going to try not to do again, but I need them to know, but you know what? Those sins are paid for. I don't have to live with that for the rest of my life and certainly not into eternal life forever and ever and ever and ever and ever, right? That's for you guys too, all right? Now, I don't recommend you walk around with paid all over your face. Unless you're, you know, you like me, you just want to kind of get the point across to somebody, right? But check with your moms and dads, because going against your adults, right? You got to respect your adults and the authority in their life. And if they say don't do that, don't do that just because Miss Kathy did. You have to obey your parents or your adult in your life, right? So, but you know what? The neat thing is I found all that out by reading my Bible. You guys got to be reading your Bible, because I don't have every answer to everything for you. And you can't be here every week. I can't be here every week, maybe. Well, I try. I like being here. So if you don't have church to go to, at least read your Bible, okay? Because God got lots of good things to tell you that's going to make you realize how good he is and how much he loves you. And you know what? You need those reminders every day, especially when you get caught in a lie or using bad words or any of them other things, right? You need God's encouragement in your life every day, and you can encourage others, all right? So we're gonna learn more about that downstairs after the coffee break, and we got some pretty fun ways to do it. Did we have fun last week?
Yep, but it's going to be even more funner.
You betcha. Okay, well, let's pray. Let's ask God to just bless our time, and then you can have your little treat, and I'll see you after the coffee break downstairs. Father God, I thank you for all the good news that you've given us that we can find out for ourselves about in the Bible. And I thank you that we can share this good news with one another, and I thank you for this message that I'm able to share with these little ones. And I pray, Father, that you'll help us all remember it. Help us first to not sin, Lord. But when we do, remind us that you're there with us and you're going to help us, you forgive us, and that those sins are paid in full. Thank you, because Jesus, you did it for us. You obeyed the Father. You died to cover our sins. And all we have to do is say, yes, I believe, and I accept that. Thank you, Jesus. And I pray this in your name. Amen.